election from the point of view of the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution. The right to vote and the right to determine one's fate are among the fundamental rights highlighted in the Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Basically, people's rights are pivotal issues emphasized in political systems of many countries. Chapter 3 of Iran's Constitution, 2, is about the rights of the nation. A variety of rights of people and their social freedoms and their boundaries are mentioned in this chapter. Stay with us to review the rights and freedoms clarified in this chapter. The rights named in Chapter 3 of Iran's constitution are as follows. The right of equality before the law for all regardless of their skin color, race and language. Equal support for men and women to enjoy all human, political, economic and cultural rights while observing Islamic codes. The right to enjoy judicial security and immunity. Prevention of torture, banning of desecration and harassment. The right of freedom of expression, writing and press within the boundaries mentioned in Islam. The right to enjoy group freedom such as formation of parties, political and vocational associations and holding of rallies. The right of intellectual and ideological freedoms and banning of inquisition. The right to choose your job, the right to enjoy social security, the right to enjoy free education, the right to have a house in proportion with one's needs, the right to choose place of residence, the right to a lawsuit, to refer to qualified court, and choosing a lawyer. The Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran has specified political principles, structures, hierarchies, status, and boundaries of government while determining the rights of citizens. This constitution has cast a special look at the right to elect and determine officials and national fate. According to Article 6 of the Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the affairs of the country are run relying on public votes. This article stresses that people's participation in is practiced by elections or referendums, including election of the president, members of the majlis or the parliament, and city and village councils. Accordingly, the system of elections in Iran, the two key officials of the Islamic Republic, namely the leader of the Islamic Revolution and the president of the Islamic Republic of Iran, are elected with people's direct and indirect votes respectively. The Islamic Council Assembly or the Majlis and the Assembly of Experts are also formed by direct votes of the people. The Majlis is almost the same as Parliament in many countries, while the Assembly of Experts, which has a term of 8 years, has the duty of supervising the performance of the leader of the Islamic Revolution and appointment of a new one in the case of need. According to Article 107 of Iran's constitution, the determination of the leader is the duty of the Assembly of Experts. In view of this, the members of the Assembly of Experts consult about all jurisprudence, whose qualifications are accepted according to Article 5 and 109, and choose the best one fitting with the qualifications. Article 111 of the Constitution mentions supervision on leadership as another duty of the Assembly of Experts. Accordingly, This body continuously supervises the leader's performance in various spheres. It is explicated that whenever the leader fails to fulfill his duties or lacks one of the conditions for leadership, the Assembly of Experts dismisses him. Another manifestation of administration of the affairs of country by people is the aforementioned Majlis or Parliament. The Majlis is the lawmaking branch of power. The lawmakers are elected for 4 years by the Iranian people. Considering the role and status of people in administration of affairs of the country, according to Article 69 of Iran's constitution, the sessions of the Majlis should be public and the complete report of the debates should be published via official television and radio. Yet for security reasons in special circumstances, closed sessions of the parliament are held. The ratifications of closed sessions are valid only in the presence of the members of the Guardian Council, while they receive 3 to 4 of the votes of members. The reports and ratifications of these sessions are released to the public after removal of emergency conditions. Article 69 of Iran's constitution is in fact a protector of people's status in administration of the country's affairs. Accordingly, each and every one of the nation should be informed of the issues and ratifications of the debates of the Majlis in detail. Another duty of the Iranian parliament, the Majlis, is to approve or disapprove the ministers proposed by the president. The parliamentarians can also impeach the members of the cabinet. Article 86 of the Constitution reiterates that lawmakers are quite free to express their views and cannot be judicially prosecuted for what they say at the Parliament in the position of a lawmaker. This article implies that a legislator in the Islamic Republic of Iran is completely free to defend people's rights and national interests, and there is no judicial confinement for him or her. The Islamic Republic has just witnessed the presence of tens of millions of people in the 45th anniversary of the glorious victory of the Islamic Revolution. People proved in their celebrations on 11th of February that what they are committed to, the values and achievements of the revolution, in spite of all barriers and problems.